Welcome to the Gain and Fast on Memphis podcast with Aaron Shriver, brought to you by Arlo Revolution. Each week, Aaron connects melodies and memories with fans and artists from all genres of life. When all else in life is gone, only music will be left to leave the legacy of life's adventures. Please welcome your host for the Gain and Fast on Memphis podcast, Aaron Shriver.
So, hey, if you guys are watching tonight, go ahead and drop in the comments where you're watching from. And if you feel like being generous, go ahead and drop a share tonight if you can. So we're just going to dive right in. Welcome to season three. All different things are changing every show. So I hope you enjoyed tonight. We had a little quick five-minute little intro. Since Facebook's changing all their new sharing policies, I had to go about that right route. But welcome to season three of the Gaining Fast on Memphis podcast, a place where we connect melodies and memories with both fans, artists, and some of the most interesting people in and around the music community. I'm your host, Aaron Shriver, and tonight we are presented by our good friends over at Arlo Revolution, cinematic wedding films, music videos, and promos. Find them at arlorevolution.com, and then our on-screen sponsors tonight, Art on a Higher Wire by Joel, original and custom artwork inspired by your life moments, treasured photos and memories. Find them all over Facebook. And then to my good buddy, Corey, I have Corey and the OC as a weekly sponsor. They played a huge part back at the launch of season one of this podcast. And it's really good just to see them and be a part of, have them be a part of the week. So we thank each of our sponsors for continued support of the show. If you guys are looking for ways to help support our show, I do say every week, Patreon is our heart and soul of the show. So if you hop over to Patreon, tiers start just at $1. And our current goal is set to 100 Patreons. I think we're about 31 or so, 30 away from that. I will share the link in the chat if you guys want to go ahead and check that out. Speaking of Patreon, here in a minute, we are going to draw the winner from September. I didn't forget last week. So we're going to do that here in a little bit. But there we go. So we do currently have room for two more on-screen sponsors. You can see your logo displayed on the show each week. And each episode has been ranging anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 views. We did have one that reached 28,000 views a couple weeks ago, which is phenomenal. I cannot believe how fast the show has been growing over the last year. But it's been amazing. But if Patreon is something you can't do at this time, the best way to support the show is to like, share, and subscribe anywhere you can find the show. The biggest being over on Apple Podcast Reviews or subscribing to our YouTube page by sharing this stream every week here live on Facebook. It's huge. For YouTube subscribers, it's a huge way. Facebook is changing things. I don't know where it's going to be in a couple months. I don't know. So I'm trying to get our subscribers up on YouTube. So if you are looking for a good thing to subscribe to on YouTube, links in the show notes, everywhere you can find us. So if you are listening to this on a streaming platform, Amazon, anywhere you listen to your podcast, come and join us live on Tuesday nights. We have some amazing guests that you can interact with. You can ask questions in our chat every week, and I'll put them straight on the screen for our guests. So I'm booking some really cool ones. We're going to be announcing even more season three shows. If you guys saw yesterday, we did announce the next five shows, which is going to get pretty exciting. But they're going to kick off tonight with a really big one. So, but hey, let's go ahead and do this. Let's go. Get this uploaded. So last week I was supposed to pick the winner for our August, or our September, not our August, our September giveaway. So let me go ahead and do that real quick. Get that uploaded, and then we're going to announce our October one. All right, so September, here we go. Got all of our Patreons. I think there's about 68, 67, somewhere in there, in here. So let's see who wins this week. Valerie V. So I'll try to show you. I don't know if you can see the name up there. Valerie, if you're watching, I'll go ahead and I'll get you alert you or send you a message or get your address. And you did win. We're going to have to get your size for the shirt. So a shirt, autographed book, as well as a $25 Chief Merch gift card. So I will contact you and get a hold of you for that. And then this month, for October, we do have another autographed book by Jeremy Spillman, The Divine Devils, another $25 Chief Merch gift card, and a Mitch Rozelle t-shirt. Mitch will be our guest next week. I'm going to his name? Mike is off. So, does anyone hear me right now, or can you hear me? Let's see. All right, let me test a couple things. Sorry, if you guys are listening, hang tight.
Someone's saying my mic is off, so yeah, if you guys are in the chat, let me know if you guys can hear. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to roll with it. All right, guys. Yeah, I just want to make sure. But, yeah, if you guys are in the Patreon, as long as you guys are in the $5 private sponsor or higher thread or tier, we will go ahead and enter you into the giveaway every month. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. So, yeah, I think that's it. All right, someone says on now, you're fading in and out. I'm hoping everybody heard me pretty okay. If not, oh well. Yeah, if you guys, all right, let's hope everything worked out. If not, we'll skip the intro of the show. At least it was just me. At least you guys couldn't hear me. So I'm glad it wasn't the guest. But let's see. I think that's all of our stuff for the intro. So I was going to talk about, we did a really cool thing. I will throw this up here real quick. Last Saturday night, I did take the family out, and I kind of always kind of throw a little side thing in there, but I went to my first drive-in concert. So if anybody has one of these concerts coming nearby to you or could get to one, check these things out. They're really cool. I was really impressed the way they ran. There was two shows in one night. They got us in and out really fast. So if you get a chance to check one of these drive-in concerts out anywhere, definitely go check them out. They're pretty cool. It's something you can take all for all ages. So, all right. So good. You guys can hear everything good. Let me just make sure. Yeah, it sounds good over here. Sorry guys. I don't know what that was, but I'm glad you guys said something because like I said, every week you're my ears. So make it a lot easier to edit. All right, guys, are you ready for a good show tonight? So let me tell you a little backstory real quick. I first met this guy. He was a church. Well, we were both church choir members back in 06, 07, around there. But one of the coolest guys ever, and he used to film everything. Almost didn't want to be around a show. Yeah, drive-ins are amazing. Definitely check him out. I used to drink a lot back in the day. So I used to hate when he was at shows because I knew his ass would be behind me filming everything. I think there's a couple of videos out there on YouTube still somewhere that I just try to hide from. But I really got to know this guy, and it was really cool to see where his journey started when he got to Nashville from Mississippi, which we kind of crossed paths before we crossed paths in a way. And to see him grow and to see his passion and his love of filming and where it took him. And you probably saw a little teasers and a couple of hints of the name he's been working with. But we're going to talk about that and talk about his journey up to that point. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and bring Trevor on in. What's up, buddy?
Trevor.
What's up, man? Dude? Let me go ahead and turn you up a little bit.
Yes.
So yeah, you heard me fine, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just because we're connected on this end of things.
Maybe so. Yeah.
And of course, I'm not recording on my board. I'm just using the feed here for recording. So I probably missed the first 4 minutes of me chatting. Which
hell, I love that you do this stuff live, man. It's not many people do that.
It's cool because people can interact. Like if anybody has questions for you or anything else, they could just ask them in the chat. I could throw them up and boom.
That's right.
So Trevor George, man, welcome. It's been a while since we talked, and I like that because we could catch up now and see what we've been up to, and we could do that live. But I don't know where the first place I met you had to be the tree choir. Was that 07?
Yeah.
Do you think so? I had to be there because I know I had a picture. I got to find that. Was that?
Wait, did we meet? I think we actually met at the Tin Roof.
Was that before Tree Choir? I remember the Tin Roof.
It was in the same area. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of them, dude. But I know we go back a long way. What is that? It was 13, 14 years? Something like that? 13 years?
Yeah. 07 had been 13 years ago.
Yeah. That's insane, dude.
I'm hoping this thing works. Now it's going to let me open up some pictures. So hard to hear his audio. Let me turn him up a little bit, guys. Thank you for letting me know that, too. I might just be having a bad Am I just having a bad connection tonight? You know what?
I can move a little closer.
Let's see. All right. I think I was just having an error. Let me refresh real quick, guys. Hang on.
Hey, I can't hear you, brother. No, still muted.
Sorry, guys. Hang tight. We're going to try this. Try to get this up and going and see what's going on. All right. Let's see. Can you hear me now, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's all echoey.
Loud and clear.
Sorry, guys. Hang tight. We're going to try this. Try to get this up and going and see what's going on. All right. So I'm going to... All right. I think we're good. Let me know, guys. If you guys are in the chat, let me know. I think everything sounds good. Trevor, you can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. I'm going to tell you, I think something hates me tonight, dude. It's like, no, you cannot. It's
probably me.
No, it's it's probably not something on my end. That refresh, I think, really screwed everything up.
Ain't no telling, man.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, it was probably Tree Choir, somewhere around there. Tin Roof, I got this one. So you and I actually have, if you guys go back on YouTube, way back when, we have some of the earliest videos of Eric on his tailgate playing just for like what?
Yeah.
20?
Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, all those videos are still there. It's mm-hmm. You're in them. It's pretty amazing to see. Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever seen that picture.
Oh, the one on the group photo?
Yeah, I don't know if I have or not.
I think that was technically our first photo together because I'm peeking in on one side, but it's kind of hidden behind the logo on the screen.
Unreal.
It was definitely a different situation or a different time when we kind of got to see shows like this. We got to watch Eric plant trees and do his thing and then get on a tailgate. And I think that was the first time I ever heard Those I Loved was at that
point. Oh, yeah.
Was that one of the first times he played that song?
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't even know if it was released yet.
Oh, hell
it
no. Wasn't. No, it wasn't. Carolina didn't come out like 2009 or so.
Right. Yeah, he played a lot of good stuff for us. And that was the neat thing about it, man. And I think you and I share the same. We had the same vision for Eric. I think we both knew his heart and why he was here in Nashville. And I think you and I both saw that in him and knew where he was going to go. It was a no brainer. I mean, he's the real deal. And, he was a lot of fun to watch get to where he is today, for sure.
Oh, dude, it's been crazy. Well, I mean, I kind of mentioned that about you, too, because, dude, you've blown up. I mean, you were blowing up way back when, but so you came from Mississippi. What part of Mississippi are you from, man?
I'm Northeast Mississippi, called Boonville.
Okay. I thought you were from Boonville. I figured out that area because I moved to Corinth in 2005 and you moved to Nashville in 2003. So I missed you by like 2 years, but then I found out you used to date my wife's cousin. So I'm like, oh, well, there you go. That has crossed. Or I don't know if you guys used to date. You guys were friends.
Okay.
Who is that? Guys, Amanda Brown.
Oh yeah. Really good.
Yeah. I think you guys were good friends. And so I was like, well, can I mention you one time? And she goes, yeah, we used to hang out or whatever. And I'm like, okay. Because she was from the Corinth area. And so you went there around the time like when Campus Country was pretty good and pretty big in Boonville, right?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Did you go to Northeast?
I did. I went there for 1 year. Then I went to Ole Miss for.
Oh, nice.
Went to Ole Miss for 3 years. Then I couldn't pass calculus. I was like, well,
what was your
major? I hate to say it, but I cheated my way through high school and college, and it was horrible. I wasn't a very good, I don't know, my integrity. It just wasn't, my brain is not programmed to do math equations.
I don't think any of ours are, is really.
Yeah, so, I mean, I went to Ole Miss for 2.5-3 years, and then I was like, man, I'm called to Nashville. It's like, that's where I'm going. So,
is where your heart was.
Middle of semester. Oh, yeah, there's that old photo. middle of semester in 2003, I jumped ship and went to, drove by my mother's house in Boonville. I left her a note that I still have, and it says, I'm moving to Nashville to work for Garth Brooks. You know, and at that time, he was retired.
Yeah.
But he said he's coming back, and I knew he would. And, but it was almost like a joke, but it was always a dream of mine.
Yeah. I mean, when he said when his kids got old enough, he'd probably stick his head back in or something.
Yeah. So it was,
But you always dreamed big. As long as I've known you, you've always dreamed big about things. I mean, when I first met you, even back then, you were trying to start your own business, which you end up doing.
Yeah.
You end up starting your own, you got your own, you're captured by, captured by Trevor George, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So, and I mean, you got that and you started doing like some old real estate stuff and you got in, was it you or maybe it was somebody else? Didn't you get into Jordan's house or were you trying to?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, I tried to. Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to get that account for me. I knew he was selling his house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wanting to get that account, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. I remember talking to somebody. They're like, yeah, we're trying to get Jordan's, but you were in a couple of like the Cash homes though. I know you have those on your.
Yeah. Page. I still keep in touch with the Johnny Cash family on a day-to-day basis. And, that's a great family too. Big stories come from that family that nobody's ever heard that.
Yeah.
We're actually releasing pretty soon this little documentary about the Cash family. It's pretty cool. It's it'll make you look at everybody different in that family, but
it's pretty wild. For sure. Yeah. So when you were doing some like just real estate videos, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So when I started my business, I started in 2010. Wait, 2012. I'm sorry. 2012 is when I quit my job.
You said Nashville was a 10-year town. You did it in 9.
Yeah. So when we were doing all the cutting trees down with Eric and all that, I was working for a moving company. I was on a 9-to-5 kind of a job, and I would always sneak away. And that's why I always had on khakis and a tie, but I had a camera in my hands. So I've been doing video work since I was a kid, since I was 9 years old. And
what got you into videoing? Like what made you say, this is what I want to do?
Yeah. Well, man, I don't know. It was, my mom and dad, they got a VHS, camcorder in 1988. One you put on your shoulder.
VHS tapes. Yeah. And, my parents had one of those.
You're right.
Some videos came out of that one.
And I just started filming things around the house and it just turned into an addiction. I was getting to the point where I was putting 3 VCRs on top of each other and figuring out how to cut and paste into the 3rd VCR, 2 tapes, and making highlight films of me dunking off of a chair. I still got them, man. So
I was going to ask you if you ever had spliced any video right, back in the day. That's one thing I learned while I went to school.
<You're> right. But it was a lot of fun, and it just became something that was a part of me everywhere I went. I got my whole college career video documented, which is very private. and my whole journey to Nashville is all on YouTube privately. It's my journey. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've got 3 boys now, and I know you understand. You've got 2 yourself, I believe. Yeah. And
I knew you had 3. I knew you had the 2.
Yeah, I got 3 now.
Man, how old is the 3rd?
4.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've talked. So,
yeah.
That's why I love it.
No more kids unless the good Lord drops one off on the front porch.
So I always hear there's a big jump from 2 to 3 kids. Was it a big jump for you guys?
Oh,
I need to tell my wife no right now.
It's the best thing in the world. You know, you wouldn't, you know, my wife would say it was planned, but me, I was totally content with two.
Yeah.
But three, man, there's nothing like it. It's, yeah. he is a bundle of joy, and he's just kind of like the, I was a third kid, so he's kind of like a mini me. So
I'm like,
and there's no rules. It's so crazy from the first to the third. I mean, yeah. First to second, you know,
really
do everything for your first one. And you do a little bit for the second one and third one. He's just on your back, best friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, he just gets everybody's leftovers and he's fine with it. And I love it though. And he's oh man.
Never hand me down for your kid. That's what we're definitely, Avery, you are my youngest, is definitely used to the hand me downs now. So But when you got to Nashville, you did about 9 years, and you really started pursuing your love for video just by, like, the old school YouTube videos. I mean, yeah. Now these days, I mean, people love the YouTube videos, but that's what really, I think, kind of, in a way, was these YouTube videos, because people could go see these unheard or unreleased songs. But, dude, I mean, right off the bat, when you started rolling into Nashville, you started kind of hanging out with, or not hanging out, but running into different celebrities here and there. And you're doing some, like, you had a guitar collection for a while, didn't you? I mean, I'm sure you still have some.
So but. I had about 120, 21 guitars. And so when I started my business, I actually, that's some of them. So that picture right there, man, is that's when I went bankrupt, man. So yeah, that's 2013. So when I started my business, you know, mortgage companies after my house.
Yeah.
You know, completely just.
You went all in. You went all in. You said, screw it. I'm going to kind of risk it all, didn't you?
I did. And here's the thing, man. The reason I started my business was I was like, man, these videos of Eric Church, dude, I'm getting millions of hits, man. So, dude, I can start a business with this, dude. Everybody's loving my videos. It wasn't my videos. It was Eric Church, you know, but my silly mind didn't kind of get that, but it was, I'm glad I took the leap. So, and I continue doing videos for Eric. You know, I would go up to Dierks Bentley at the Opry, Brad Paisley, heck, everybody. I mean, you name them. I've went up to them and gave them a business card, said, I want to be your photographer. I want to be your videographer. Like, that's my passion.
And you had good work to prove it. I mean, you're good at capturing the moments. I mean, that's why I loved when you named your business Capture, because you captured some good moments. I mean, there's one where, like, I think you got the whole me handing Eric, like, a little shot of Jack, like, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Burn Sinners was perfect. Absolutely. But you knew when to capture what moments and when to capture them. It was awesome, dude.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And, but finally I met Mitch Rosell. I met him. Well, I'd actually known him for, in 2007. I think I was just, I don't know, 10th subscriber or something like that. And I was like, dude, we are meant to meet. I know you don't know me, but dude, you are the next Garth Brooks. And I'm like, oh dude. So he texts me, he's like, okay, you know.
So you just, when you met Rich or Mitch, you just heard him singing and you just messaged him or like email, or you met him like in person first?
No, I was trying to figure out how to learn the song Ticks by Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
So, and I was a guitar player, or was, and I saw Mitch and I googled Brad Paisley Ticks cover. And so I saw Mitch, and the first minute he started singing, dude, I'm like, bro, it was a connection. Yeah. You know, just, I was like, that's my guy. That's my guy right here. I'm going to, no matter what it takes, get him to Nashville and get him a gig. I'm going to document his career, and he's going all the way, you know, and he's almost there. So it's been a 13 year journey from the time I met him. So in the meantime, Mitch had sent a Garth Brooks, or Garth had put out an email. It was like, hey, this is going to be, we always try to get music to Garth, like everybody else in this town. Garth is making a comeback, 2014. So me and Mitch, I could send you a video. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but it's a Mitch. I videoed Mitch, sitting in his apartment. He's sitting there, hey, Garth, this is Metro Sale. I'd like to play a couple of songs. Here's my journey. You're my hero. Would love to meet you one day. And then, so I'll write Garth a letter and saying, hey, this is my boy, Mitch. You guys are made for each other, whatever. And I would duct tape it around his freaking gate. Okay. In Goodlettsville, right down the street here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he ever got it, you know, in years past and things like that. And then we just kind of gave up. That wasn't the first time I did it. I would go the next week and put it in his mailbox or on top of his mailbox. He couldn't actually open his mailbox. Illegal. But yeah. I'd duct tape it. Yeah, that's the gate, baby. Yeah, boy. Man, you're on it, babe. It's like we planned this.
I go through and figure out where there's some good stories.
You're made for what you're doing, dude.
But you got to tell me, now that we're on the Garth subject, so when you first got to Nashville, like I said, you're rubbing elbows with people. You're running into people. You got to tell me the P.F. Chang story, man.
Woo! Man, that was 2010.
So this is before anything. This is before Mitch ever really met Garth. You're still dreaming of one day working for Garth. Was this your first time meeting the guy?
Oh, yeah, dude. So we were sitting there in P.F. Chang's. My brother, Brian, his wife, Katie, my wife and I, she was pregnant at the time with the first child. So we were sitting there eating at P.F. Chang's, and my brother's wife, Katie, said, Garth Brooks is up there getting takeout. I'm like, whatever. And there's no way Garth Brooks is in this town. He's retired back in Oklahoma. And dude, I'll act like I went to the bathroom and I saw him and I was like, this is my moment. This is where I moved to this town. I'm going to go up and tell him.
Getting all ready.
Man, I get up and stand right beside him. I was like, I'm not going to bother you right here in the restaurant, but when you walk out, can I meet you? Can we have a conversation? He said, absolutely. So man, we went out there, I had a buddy from Canada in as well. He was the first time visiting Nashville. His name is Jamie Woodfin. That'd be somebody you need to reach out to as well. He's a big Canadian country star. So So what we did, we had a conversation, and dude, this is all on video. I'm videoing as I'm talking. My wife is, or somebody's like, man, you're the reason I moved to Nashville. I've got a guitar I bought from you in 1998 from the Bluebird Cafe that you played, that I learned how to play on. And, it was, I don't know. It was just a neat moment. We got pictures together and then I don't know how far you want me to go with it, but
no, go ahead.
It was,
I mean, you were probably on cloud nine though. I mean, I saw some of the pictures and stuff. I was going through, I think you got a video on your blog too. I was kind of going through your blog a little bit today, just kind of brushing up, giving me some research for tonight. But, dude, it looked really cool because it just like, he was even taking a photo one time because Trisha was there and he was trying to take a photo, like didn't know how to use your camera or something.
Yeah. Crazy.
So it was really cool because he just looked like just one of you. I mean, just somebody else. And that's what I've always heard about Garth. He's always been down to earth and was always really given like that. So after that, I mean, you probably, was the next meeting with him with Mitch, or what was your next meeting with Garth?
Okay. Kinda so Mitch
Chang. So where did it go from there?
Okay. So years passed, you know, we're talking many years, Mitch was doing his thing. Garth Brooks moved back to town, 2014. Garth put out an email, says, hey, I'm back in town, guys, and I need some newer songs. I want to hear from y'all. So Mitch sent him a few songs. You know the story. Asked me how I know.
Yeah.
He's like, love the song. Let's meet. He's like, really? This cannot be Garth Brooks. So Mitch goes over there, and I think he said Garth took him on a ride. On a gator or whatever, golf cart, gator out in the woods, and or on his farm, not out in the woods.
I was going to say, if Garth is taking me on a gator out to the woods, I might just say, okay, sir, let's go.
Yeah, duct tape, shovel, all that. And he stayed out there a few hours, man, and they connected, bonded. Long story short, asked me how I know he cut it, went to number one, put Mitch on the map.
You'll hear that song live next week on this show too.
Yeah, that's right. He's next week. His story is unbelievable. But Mitch is my wife, and Mitch is the reason I am at where I am today. So Mitch and Garth had a bonded, like almost like father and son to me. It's just what it sounded like. You know, he may not say that, but it's you know, Garth has three daughters, and Mitch's dad passed, you know, when he was 10.
Yeah.
So Garth never had a son, and Mitch, you know, most of his life has not had a dad. He's had a stepdad, which is a great dude as well. But yeah. Anyway, it was just a bond that cannot be broken still to this day. He ended up opening the show for the next 2 years for Garth,
mm-hmm.
2015, 16, I think maybe 17, something like that. And it's now it is, let's see, what was it, 2000? I don't know. I came on board in 2017.
Yeah.
And with Mitch, I was lucky enough to go with Mitch on the Garth Brooks tour a few shows so I could document Mitch's career still. And it was like, dude, okay, I'm in. You know,
twist my arm a little more, dude. No.
And I was like, dude, I'm inching closer to my dream. And like, is this the way it's lining up? Cause you know, I see the stars aligning. I just can't mess it up. So I would just be backstage. You know, I never spoke to Garth. I wasn't that guy. I try not to be the guy I was 10 years before that. And if you know me from the, the whole Eric Church lookalike thing, you know,
we'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we can talk a little bit about that.
A little, very little bit. Yeah.
So anyway, Garth had a photographer, videographer who documented his career, and his name was Ben. Super great guy. And all of a sudden, I believe his wife got pregnant with twins. Maybe I could be wrong on that, but I know he had to be home. And Garth at that time was doing a lot of dates. He was gone. It was a full blown tour, and while Mitch was opening for the first 15 minutes, and he had to leave. And so, dude, I got a phone call from Garth Brooks, you know, and
do you still have, were you soiled or no? No.
Oh, dude. I mean, I was on the road and I almost wrecked. It's one of those stories.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told me he's looking at a few videographers, and I don't know if I want to audition in Notre Dame for the stadium tour. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. And he said, let's talk about pay and all that. I was like, dude,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what you pay me.
Like,
you know, we'll work that out later.
Exactly.
I don't need anything right now.
Let's keep me on board.
Let me show you what I can do. So,
yeah.
So I auditioned for the gig, and it went well. And I've been with him ever since.
Dude.
So
now what if that guy wants to come back? Do you think he's still good?
Oh man. I don't know. I talk to him every now and then.
That's awesome.
Through an email or something, but
yeah.
So dude, I'm content where I am. Garth has been so generous. He's just a great dude, man. He's exactly what you hear.
Exactly.
When people say how he is, that's the way he is at home, off the camera, always the same dude.
Exactly. And you always see him doing it. And what's one thing I definitely want to bring up tonight, because you're a diehard Eric Church fan, just like I am. And your roots in Nashville, within 3-4 years, you're doing Eric Church videos, following him around.
Yeah.
So the year that Garth beat Eric for Entertainer of the Year, and a lot of the choir was pissed. I mean, a lot of them were pissed off.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Garth doesn't deserve this. Garth doesn't deserve that. Da, 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 da. But Garth is one that does a lot of stuff under the radar. He doesn't like people to know that he and Trisha does like Habitat for Humanity stuff and does this. Yeah. Garth is the one doing a lot of stuff for radio, and he does a lot of things that kind of backed him up as being Entertainer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Do I respect that he withdrew for the future? Yeah. Do I feel bad that he kind of felt like he had to? I think he did. I think that he saw the backlash that it got, and he probably felt bad for Eric and Carrie that year and their fans. I mean, because Garth is his heart is bigger than anybody else's in the music business. And that's something I'd go on record saying, because Garth Brooks has a huge heart, dude. And I've been part of it. It was Ryan and Jillian's very first night out after Jackson was born 5-6 years ago. And we were actually at a Garth Brooks show. Mm-hmm. Nosebleed seats, walking around, and this lady stopped us and pretty much made my wife cry. And next thing I know, we're in the front row for Garth's opening night of his coming back show. Like when he did those three shows in Chicago or whatever, the first
one. What a great feeling.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm crying for Garth. And that's why I took like two pictures, I think, during the first song and then put my phone away. I said, nope. I said, I'm enjoying this. Like, I don't think I drank. I don't think I did anything. I just stood there and watched this show.
Dude, and what's crazy, he does that every show. And,
yeah.
And it's amazing. So he could
two shows a night.
He's got roughly 100 to 200 seats on the front row. It's according to which stage he's using.
Oh yeah.
And dude, he could sell those for $5,000 each.
Mm-hmm. Best seats in the house, dude.
He gives them away, man. He's just that type of guy. And I think he deserved the Entertainer of the Year because of just what he did. But
yeah.
But so did Eric, man. Eric Church. Mm-hmm. Nobody works as hard as that guy. Maybe Garth. Yeah. But that dude, is a he's a beast, man. I was watching your live. I think you went live on Facebook when Eric played Nissan Stadium.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to cut my phone off. I mean, it died. I mean, you were still going at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I'm done, man. So there's things like that. And I hear
and that stage was big, dude. I wonder if he had like a Fitbit or whatever that night. Just see how many freaking steps he had, dude, because that stage was huge.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one.
So
yeah, that was, but yeah, obviously I was pulling for Garth, but.
Dude, yeah.
But I do. Since Garth is out, I want the Chief to win this year. I really do.
He'll get it one of these times. I think so. I think it's gonna be under his own terms when it's good for him.
Yeah, and it'll be. I can't wait to hear his speech. He's gonna be like, "Thank you, Aaron Shriver."
No. He's gonna shout out you, man, because you all your videos. So you said you had a couple that hit a million already, or my one that's World Needs a Drink's close to a million. I think it's like 900,000 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know which one it is, but
if Whiskey Riff grabs it one more time, I'll be good.
Dude, I know, man. That's a trippy sight, man. Whiskey Riff. Yeah.
Well, they'll grab it once and then reshare it about 10 times in the year.
Yeah.
Every time they reshare that video, I always comment on the post. Hey, thanks for the reshare, because it's another like 2,000-3,000 hits on that video. So it's always a good time. But so when you started kind of working with Garth, and you kind of went from the fan stage to actually being somebody that was respected more in the industry by kind of one of the biggest names in the industry, what changed for you? I mean, what felt like it changed for you?
You talking about having respect?
Yeah, just like kind of like looking at it from a different way. I mean, because you're at first you're a fan, kind of just like getting the pictures, the autographs, all the guitars and everything else. And now it's a completely different way. When you like, if you're at a show and you're filming Garth and all of a sudden Eric walks by, you're not going to totally stop Eric and be like all fangirl. I mean, if recognizes you, he might say something, da da da.
Yeah, but like, how did that change?
Yeah, how did that change for you?
You know, it's I think, well, number one, maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 40 years old. You know what? Let me tell you something about being 40. So when I was at a soccer game a second ago, right?
Yeah.
You texted. I was like, I was just going to get in my truck and do this podcast. I was thinking podcast audio, right?
Yeah.
And and you said, I'm going to go get ready. I was like, okay. I'm going to get ready. Okay, what are you getting ready for? And dude, this is how crazy I am. So I rushed home, got here at 6:55. I was like, all right, this is what I wore all day.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I'm getting to. At age 40, I sprayed freaking cologne on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To, you know, I thought I was going to lie. You know, that's my age is getting to me.
That's how we do it.
Cologne for me only. So
I'm loving the Aerosmith shirt too, dude. It's definitely a throwback.
Hey man, that's my band. So it's Garth Brooks, Aerosmith, Eric Church. It's always been the order. since I was a kid, and then Eric came in.
So what
but I think just
what made Eric stand out between so your music, or I mean Garth Brooks, Aerosmith. What made for you Eric to stand out with that kind of background? Sorry, I know you're getting ready to answer that one. I was just like, let's just skip that one. Let's go to
No, you're good. Man, Eric Church, he was just, you can tell he's authentic. And that's what I think this town needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can say that I'm a huge fan of Sinners Like Me in Carolina. The newer stuff, it's hard for me to wrap around, but I still dig it. I like his singles he puts out.
Yeah.
You know, so I maybe I just need to listen a little bit more. But I think once he trashed Garth on a couple of things he said about him, you know, it kind of, you know, maybe he had a right to say some things he did, but I don't know. You just don't say that. But, you know, yeah. That's my opinion. That's his opinion.
I agree.
But still love Eric Church.
But he's always had that. I mean, that's always been Eric. Like, he's always spoke his mind. Like, I know a couple of years ago, I think something came out about Miranda or something. Like, he was just talking about people that use, like, TV shows to get bigger and everything. And that came out. And that's caused a stir. I mean, and then the Rolling Stone article came out a couple of years ago. And I think that was where he talked about Garth was in that article or something.
Yeah.
Like, dude, sometimes, and that's probably why he'll never get, or why he hasn't got Entertainer of the Year yet. I mean, I'm sure he will down the road, but he kind of put himself in the foot a lot.
Yeah. I never forget. He was at a concert. So a long time ago, stomping his foot so hard, he broke it.
Yep. Yeah, dude. Well, he fractured it doing something and he fully broke it on stage.
Yeah,
at first he was like in a walking boot, and then he freaking broke the damn thing. He had to be a stool, and he couldn't even sit on the damn stool. So, yeah, man, all those videos from back in the day, I'm glad you have them. So I shared earlier the link. It will be in all the show notes if you're listening to his Trevor's YouTube page. If you want to go back and look at some of those wild videos, you can find some fun ones, though. But, I mean, of all the videos you shot back in the day, what were some of your favorites that you can remember?
On the tailgate. You talking specifically just for Eric?
It's all your old YouTube day, all the videos that people could find. What were some of your favorites from that back then?
Well, you know, Metro Sales Audition is a big one. I don't know, his audition at Tootsie's.
Okay.
So that's probably my favorite, I think, because it's the first time he got on stage. He sung Fishing in the Dark. He killed it. And that was his audition, man. He nailed it, and the rest is history. He stayed there for 9 years. Let's see. 2009.
Definitely something you guys got to check out. If you guys haven't checked out, maybe I'll have a little bit. We'll talk a little bit next week about it, too. But another cool video that surfaced or came out years ago, I think you could find some. I was looking for a photo of it. I had it, but I don't know what the hell I did with it. You were with Mitch years ago and you guys ran into Eric or did something with Eric backstage at one event.
Oh yeah.
Talk about that, dude. Cause that was really cool.
Yeah. I think, the ACM awards, they were doing some kind of special where they had team up, a big star with a YouTube star. And, Mitch had a cover of Smoke a Little, Drink a Little Drink, Smoke a Little Smoke.
Yeah.
And they decided to collab on it. And dude, Eric was impressed. And it was a one take thing, and it was
aired, right? Or was it on was it social media or what was it?
It was, I don't know. I think it was on the big screen. I think it was on TV.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. And I just did the behind the scenes of it.
Yeah. So you guys could definitely, there's stuff like that out there. We'll talk more about that next week when I have Mitch on, which will be amazing to have him back to back with you. Yeah. With you, because we talked about him this week and then have him back next week. So I'm showing these pictures right now. And if you guys can see, we're talking about Mitch once again. We want to bring him up, but he's wearing an old football outfit here. Big old group in this next picture. Tell us what's going on here, dude, because this probably had to make you really proud to be able to do this.
Yeah. So Mitch, he chose Boonville, Mississippi for a music video shoot. And gratefully, what he did, it was, and the whole town got involved. So this was back, I don't know what year that was, man. It's been a while ago, but,
once again, this is after I left, I was already gone. You guys came into town, I think.
Yeah. So we ended up shooting the video, took a few days to shoot. And, surprisingly, Mitch is an amazing football player.
Oh, really?
He's an amazing athlete in general. Right. He's nobody can beat him in golf. Nobody. Zero. I might can beat him in a game of basketball, 1 out of 100.
So you got some height on the guy, don't you?
Do what?
So you got some height on the guy, right?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. But he's quick, man, and he can catch a football for sure. So he's in the video as well. So we shot that video. It was cool, man. It was something that we're gonna look back on 20 years and just watch it and just.
Oh, dude, and honestly, you had the town in an uproar too, because I had a couple buddies in Corinth that like, hey, do you know this guy, this big country star or whatever is coming to, of course, down in Mississippi. I mean, big country star now, but this big country star is coming to Boonville to do this music video. I'm like, oh yeah, I know who it is. It's like, I know who that is. That guy knew it was you doing it. So, stories that I do want to bring up before we start kind of wrapping up. Oh, it's a cool picture. I want to definitely throw this one up. You have, like we were talking earlier, some really cool videos. This was Waylon Jennings' pool, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys can see the W right there. That's pretty cool. How'd you get into his old house, or how'd you get to be a part of this? Should I ask?
No, man. It was. He's got a gated property, and
yeah, I've been by the house. I remember the gate.
Yeah, the gate, it was open one day. And I was knocking on the door.
What was that?
I just knocked on the door, man.
Really?
Same way I got really good friends with George Jones, man. I went to George Jones's house, rang the gate, told him I was a fan.
That is going to be my next question. I wanted to bring that up. I got a couple pictures, and
next thing I know, man, me and him sang that every day for 2 years. It was a great, great friendship. And he was he's living legend.
George Jones. One of the biggest, dude. So you just totally just went open, knocked on his door, and just, hey, man, Mr. Jones, I'm a huge fan. Would love a couple minutes of your time.
Come on in. Wow. He wasn't drinking or nothing.
Wow. No, riding lawnmowers sitting around, right? No.
Right.
If some of you guys don't know, he is actually from the Mississippi area. And I think he got arrested in Mississippi, if not close to Boonville, Corinth area, somewhere in that area.
He got arrested in every state.
Oh, yeah. But on his riding lawnmower, going to get beer.
Oh, on his lawnmower, yeah.
He was going to get more beer because his wife took away his keys, so he grabbed the lawnmower keys and took the lawnmower to the liquor store. So if you guys ever never heard that story about George Jones, one of my favorite stories. But man. Is this George Jones' dog, too, man?
Yeah. I forgot his name.
Dude, awesome. So just being a fan, dude. That's so cool that he just opened the door.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he did. His wife Nancy's awesome, too.
And so, and then you guys became friends after that, which is
really good friends. Yeah.
Wild, dude. Did you ever go to the funeral and everything?
No, I didn't. I didn't go. It was, I was outside, but I didn't get to get in.
I didn't know if they did an open one. I thought they did one open. I didn't know or not, but that's just,
let me turn this alarm
off. Oh, that's that on your end. I was like, what is that noise? I thought somebody down here was talking to me.
Yeah. Let me
bop it, slap it.
There we go.
Twist it. So, and of course, the other story I want to bring up before we go into hot seat, before we do that and start wrapping up. So years ago, we're diehard Eric Church fans. And as you can see, Trevor has kind of the face shaped a little bit of Eric. So it was a dare. Wasn't it your wife or somebody that dared you to throw some sunglasses on and walk through a crowd at CMA Fest or somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just walk through and just see what happens. And you were telling people, I am not Eric Church. This is not me. And still rolled with it. Or still, I mean, walked through it. But people were still like, yo, dude, this is Eric Church.
Here. That was a crazy season. I don't even think. I mean, it was almost an everyday kind of a thing.
Oh,
I mean,
you had the look, dude.
If I put the shades on and go to Nashville, I mean, it happened yesterday. But and it's just a fun conversation. But it's one of those things where I finally got in trouble. You probably have never seen this video. You probably never will unless I send it to you and make you sign a big contract. But
was it the video that used to be on YouTube?
No.
Oh, okay.
This never made it to YouTube. This made it to Eric Church only.
Okay.
That's a YouTube video that
That was another dare, right?
Yeah. So
set us up.
What we did, we snuck in backstage at the CMA Awards in 2000. Oh gosh, I don't know. 6 years ago. I don't know when that, maybe. What year is that video right there?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's so small anyway, on my screen.
So we...
2013, it looks like.
And I actually pranked the security guards. Dude, I'm walking in there, driving my Jeep in there. Come on in, Eric. It's all on video, dude. It's unbelievable. I pull up, park, get out. You know, you see Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. What's up, Eric? And I'm rolling with it at this point, dude. And it was, and I, looking back, I cannot believe I did that. I cannot believe I was that person. But long time ago. And pre-stage for sure. And so, man, we got in a lot of places. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say everything. But
no, you had some fun with it.
I keep this in my drawer as a reminder. I've got basically I don't know where this is. It's somewhere. It's a letter.
Yeah, I remember you told me you kind of sent an apologies off to church.
Well, yeah, I did after I got this letter from an attorney. So I'm not allowed to wear Eric Church shades or Eric Church hat. It's in a contract. So I'm not allowed to do that. So
yeah,
the Ray-Bans and all that's cut, the aviators. So I got something close to it because I just like that look. And I can't help it. I look like the guy. So anyway, I got a letter from an attorney. He's like, hey, if you do it again, we're gonna do something about this because this is getting out of hand. And
what's crazy, prank just kind of went, you kind of kept doing it a couple other places. I know it got up, they're like, whatever. Yeah. Kind of
hopefully I took all those videos down, but
yeah.
And so what really crazy was I'm with Garth maybe 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He called me and said, hey, here's a situation we got. I'm going to put you in contact with a security guy. I need your help on this. About somebody flying a drone over his property or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can take care of that. I know some folks that work in the drone business that may have know who this is. He said, I need you to call my security guy. So he sent me this number and I call him and dude, no joke. It's Eric Church's. He says, is this Trevor George, the used to be video Eric Church? I was like, hey, man, we've hadn't spoken in a few years. And
oh, shit.
So it was a huge, it was a good moment for him and I both. I'm not going to speak his name, but you'd know him in 2 seconds. Yeah. But anyway, so it was a good conversation. He accepted my apology for the years that I did that and impersonated Eric didn't mind as far as I,
it no, wasn't I really your person. You were more just having fun with it.
And oh yeah, man. Like Eric got off the bus, he'd go right. I'd go left and the crowds would just split and it was fun. And it was more so, for fun and just see where I could get. And it got me a lot of places. I mean, it got me invited on a tour to be, impersonator, so I was like, I'm not doing that. But anyway,
didn't you get to go to like a Halloween thing too one time and just
Like for the big picture with
fans, yeah, or something like that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's cool though. That's cool, man. Just, yeah, hey, have fun with it, dude. And that's what I was talking about, and what kind of why I wanted to bring it up because it shows to the point where you were. I mean, we were crazy fans. We were doing fun things, crazy things. And then things change. I mean, you mature, you grow up, and then you kind of do different things. Now look at what you're doing. You're working for Garth, and now you could sit back and laugh with it with Eric's security team or whatever. You could laugh about some of it or whatnot.
I still want to talk to Eric, though. I need to give him a hug and tell him I'm sorry. And
yeah,
I've grown up a little bit, but I'll run into him one day, and
you will. Yeah, you will, and it'll be perfect. It'll be a good time. So, all right, we play this little game every week. Called Hot Seat. I'm going to ask you 9 questions. It's going to be, we try to get through them in 60 seconds or less. Never happens. But we'll see how far we can get through it. Let's go ahead. We're going to put 60 seconds on. All right. Your dream artist to film a music video for?
Garth.
All right. Nice. All right. First cassette tape you ever owned?
Def Leppard.
Ooh, that's a, which one? Do you remember?
The one with the buildings and the helicopter flying in. Sugar.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's your hometown famous for? What's Boonville, Mississippi famous for?
Daniel Boone.
I was going to say the piano of Jerry Lee Lewis on his porch.
Yeah, that's right. He did. He lived there for a year or two.
I think his piano still sits out there too. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Let's go back to that one. Yeah, let's go back to that.
We can skip that one too. What was your first job, man?
My first job was, what was my first job? Well, we were working at a factory, Heartland in Booneville, working 3 to 11 shift during school.
Nice.
For a few years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
What is, what's your favorite vehicle you ever owned?
The one I got now?
I was going to say yellow Jeep.
No, the one I got now, man, I finally was able to afford what I got. It's just a Chevy Z71 with jacked up with Garth Brooks stickers on it.
Nice, dude. Nice, nice. I love that.
I'm his biggest promoter, by the way. He knows I'm his biggest fan.
And the reason I love it, and if you guys are go back and listen to a lot of this, I love it because before you moved to Nashville, you told your mom, "Hey, I'm going to go work for Garth Brooks. I'll be back. I'll talk to you later." And you worked your ass off, and you got there, dude. And I mean, one step after one step, you found your way to get there. But it's just phenomenal, man.
So here's the letter. I don't know if you can read it, but that's it.
Is that the one you sent to Garth or?
No, that's the one I sent to my August 13th.
Oh, it's your mom. It's your mom. Dude, that's
2003. It says, awesome. I'm moving. It said, "Mama, I'm moving to Nashville to find a best friend and work for Garth Brooks. I have a strange feeling from God that this is where I need to be." Let's see. I can't even see it, man. It's so old. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, but pray it's not a train.
Man,
I love you, Trevor. So that's always stays with me. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know you're definitely a faith guided you, man. I definitely know that for sure because 100%. You set your mind to it, dude. And it was a cool, like I said, it was really cool to meet you like 3 years, 4 years after you moved to Nashville is when we first kind of met, and then really see your progression, dude. And was it 2013 is when I think you signed over and got your LLC or your business.
Yeah.
That's and it was really cool, man, to see. Yeah, 9 years after you got there, almost 10 years after you got there, you got your own business, you got going. So, and through the ups and downs, I mean, you honestly came out of it on top working for the biggest name in country music that will ever exist. So,
speaking of that, tomorrow, Garth is receiving an award. It's going to be on NBC. It's the Billboard Awards.
Yeah. Okay.
So what we've been doing the past few 6 weeks or 8 weeks, I've been building this video. It's a 2 minute when he says, "Hey, thank you for the award," you know, does his speech. They're going to play this video. It goes from 1989 all the way until 2020 or 19.
Yes.
And what I'm getting to is, man, he sent me all these videos when he was playing at the bars. I'm talking just him and a guitar in the same band.
Yeah.
Same band that he has today.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And so I put together a timeline of his career. And so they'll be showing that tomorrow night, I think it's 7. And he, and during his performance, he's going to do, I think this is public knowledge, but no, I better not say. I don't know. But it's going to be a good performance. I want you to watch it.
It's all good. So yeah.
I'm going to see tomorrow. I think I don't know what time, but I want to be around. So I'll
check it out then. So that's really cool, though, man. I'm honored to be able to watch your progression, how you kind of grew into what you're doing, man. And thank you for giving me an hour of your time tonight, man. So
same to you, man. If we got time, let's talk about you a little bit.
I'm just having fun with this, man. So, yeah, go ahead, dude.
Is that behind you? I know that's the guitar, Eric's guitar that he gave you on stage.
Yeah, that's how I remember.
Made me super proud, but super jealous. No. Oh, man, that was crazy. Is that his scarf, the flag?
No, that one that back there, that's just one of the ones I actually finally got to take home and keep, because there for a while he was taking every damn one I had. I was like, dude, let me take one home so I could throw it on the wall. So I finally got
to take one home. Wait a second. You're the person who gives him the scarf?
Well, and everybody gives him. When's the last show you've been to? You gotta go to a show, man. He walks around.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
Yeah, you've been busy. That's what I said. We're gonna get you to one soon.
I've not been to an Eric Church show since I don't know. Nashville when he played Bridgestone Arena back in 09?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's been a while. So now, now he just
left. I was trying to start my business. It just wasn't. I financially, yeah, it was just a disaster for years, and I just couldn't do nothing.
He walks around, collects scarves now, and yeah, he's taking some people he knows and whatnot. And I'm like, dude, don't take no more, man. I always had the running joke. This is not true. No one quote me on this. This is totally not true. But I was just like, yeah, the store sells out of these scarves on a Thursday, and on Monday they're back in stock. I said, yeah, you buy them on Thursday at the merch stands. He collects them on Fridays and Saturdays. On Sunday, they relist them. So this dude's a marketing genius. And I said, he knows what's up.
That's right.
It's not true, but it was always true. I said that online one time. His merch guy actually had to correct me. He's like, no, because they're like, you know, if you say something, everybody's going to believe that shit. I said, yeah, it's just fun. Well, Trevor, it's been a great night catching up with you and being able to talk with you tonight. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, man, with everything. I cannot wait to see where else you go. And I mean, you've already reached one of the highest parts of your career, but I know you, and I know there's definitely going to be more coming. So I can't wait to see what we're going to see what's coming next.
Well, hey, let me end with this. So
yeah,
my wife, I don't know if you can, well, I know you can't see it. So she got me a, let me see if I can show you over here. No, it's, I think it's, so on the wall over here behind this, I don't know. You can't see. It's a picture of a guy walking on the moon.
Uh-huh.
So when I was born, my mother, this is so trippy, dude. My mother, when I was born and the doctor handed me to my mother, she held me. And the first thing she said and thought, she's got it all written down too. Like, this boy is going to the moon. This boy is going to space, you know? And she's always told me that since I was a little kid. And I've always been just love astronomy. That's love. It's just something about it. Just the God's creation of how just that's all that just how he built all that. So this is no joke. We was at an interview 6 months ago. I was doing with Garth, and I'm videoing, and the legacy set comes out, and it's all about astronaut. You know, it's got an astronaut on the moon and all that good stuff. I'm like, and there's this radio guy who calls Garth and says, man, you know what? You're going to be the first guys to come play on the moon. Like, you're going to be that guy. You know, you're playing these stadiums, and you're selling like stadiums.
So you're going to take Garth to the moon and video him on the moon, huh?
You're So I got Garth the other day. I got him a gift. I got him a spaceship, a rocket. I put his logos all over it. It said Space Tour. Garth Brooks Space Tour instead of World Tour or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And dude, I said, I'm making him take me. I was like, you're going to fulfill this prophecy for my mother, if anything. So, you know, that's the first time I spoke about that anywhere outside my own house. But that is
funny, dude. Well, hey, when you say it, the sky's the limit, man. You shoot for the moon, though. I love it.
Thank you so much for inviting me on here.
No, dude, it's an honor, man. It was an honor catching up with you just because we haven't had a chance to talk. And I knew your stories would be so interesting to have and just to see kind of what you built, dude. I mean, just how you've built from, we even discussed a little bit how you had you bankrupt at one point to look at where you are now, dude. And it's awesome.
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but continued success, dude. You're definitely one of the American dream stories out there.
Well, thank you. So. And I love following what you're doing too. And you're calling when you can do a Facebook Live, just talking to people for 2 hours. This is what you need to be doing, boy.
Sometimes we go three if I try, but I don't know. I just ain't having Joe Rogan on.
Just now seeing the comments, I want to say Regina and Linda, Regina Brown, Linda Shields, they've been behind me ever since day one. And I love
you days. Know Linda too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's family, dude. That's family right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Regina and Linda are both family. It was awesome.
If I remember right, I could totally have this wrong. I think Linda taught me how to play the dance by Garth Brooks. Did she play piano? I think one day she did. I think I could be wrong. Really?
That is awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Who would have known that? So that's how our paths really crossed. I mean, because after we met is when I really kind of put two and two together that you knew some of Jillian's extended family in Mississippi, which was amazing that we spent five years down there.
Ain't that something?
So. It's weird, dude. It's such a small world, too. All right, buddy. Well, man. You have a great night. It was great talking to you, and give the love to the family for me, dude.
Will do.
Have a good one.
Later on.
All right, man. All right, guys, another wonderful show. That was definitely my buddy Trevor. I love being able to catch up with old friends, especially people that haven't talked to forever. And his personal success story is just so phenomenal, and he's achieved so much over the years. And I can't wait. I mean, he says he's going to take Garth to the moon. He could take Garth to the moon. Who knows? So, all right, guys. Well, coming back next week. We got his buddy coming on. Can't wait. See you guys next week.
Shriver is brought to you by Arlo Revolution. As we close the book on another chapter, remember, music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything. Next week, Aaron connects more melodies and memories with other fans and the artists they love. Thanks for being a part of this musical journey, and we'll see you next time on the Gain and Fast on Memphis podcast with Aaron Shriver.